Cliff Richards from the Bendigo RSL, and I'm the president of this RSL. Our role here today, or over in actually over 3 days, is to capture veterans, former soldiers and families, their stories of their memories, I guess, of war. We felt in telling our stories we needed to digitally record these stories, and to some of our older veterans I think it's a little bit scary when you're talking digital, so we've recruited some students, Year 9 students from Catholic College, who have been our reporters for the 3 days, and they've been absolutely excellent.
I'm Jane Rooney. I was born and I live in Bendigo.
My name's Don O'Brien. I was born in Bendigo. My story's being told in there, or Dad's story's being told. I believe he influenced me on joining the army, so that's the reason I'm doing the storytelling at the moment. I believe we've lost a lot of the World War I veterans, well, as far as their stories, but to now go forward and gain Second World War and Korea and Vietnam and any other conflicts in between, and the conflicts happening now, I think that's what we're gaining, is by, you know, telling those stories and passing on to the, you know, the next generation type thing.
From class and like books and the internet, you don't really find out firsthand what it's really like and what your emotions are. And when you're like directly from people, you find out how they truly felt and what their experience was.
Books, not many people sit down reading books, but if you had a DVD of an actual story in front of you, I believe, you know, people would go into libraries or schools and actually sit down and watch that sort of history. You know, because that's modern technology these days, isn't it? Computers, DVDs.
I was kind of shocked, like, because, like, I never really thought that they'd be so intense. Like, because when you're reading something from something, then you don't really find out the emotions in it. You can't see how they're really feeling on their faces. So when you see them, like, telling their stories, you can see how deep they're feeling and how they really did lose their friends. And
I felt honoured, really, to be able to tell Dad's story. Even when I did the voiceover, I was very emotional, you know, which stands to reason, really. You're talking about someone you love, you know, and has now passed on. I just can't speak of it any more highly than what I have, really. It's just a great concept, and the government, as I said, the state government should be congratulated on the initiative they've gone into with the workshops. My goal is for it to keep on going and going and going, and just see, there's not and there's a lot of people, you know, that have stories to tell. Let them, you know, be part of these workshops, and it's very hard for them to come in. You know, a lot of these, the older, the old diggers, Second World War, must be very hard for them, because we don't know what atrocities they've seen. And the whole thing, but they're out there having a go in there, and they're having a red hot go, and they should be congratulated, as far as I'm concerned. Mm. Dad never spoke about the Second World War. He never marched on Anzac Day. Not that he wasn't proud, but I think it's just because of what atrocities or what he's seen, he just put to the back of his mind, and he just didn't happen. That's all there is to it. Even though I'd served 21 years and later in Dad's life, he's in a wheelchair, you know, type thing after the strokes and that, I said to him a couple of times, you know, let's go down and go be part of the Anzac Day, but no, not Dad. As I said, he wasn't, not because he wasn't proud, it just, that's the way he was. How else is it going to be passed on? Dad's isn't a, in my mind he's a hero, but it wasn't a hero story too, as far as, you know, what he never was got awarded any decorations. He's got medals and that's what I'm just proud of him. That's all there is to it, really.